Oh, it's good to be back.
Even though it is a Friday right before Memorial, or like at the end of the summer, we probably should have the half a day off. But that's fine, we're here. Lorna Shore, for anybody wondering what this racket is.
I just want to listen to the whole thing. I mean, we do.
How can you even talk over this? Like, I can't even think.
Like, oh, man. It's, so anyway, yeah, Lorna Shore. This is off of, they're one of the first deathcore bands. Now, I've never liked this kind. I'm more metalcore. I like melodic. I like, and then into screaming and then, like, understanding some of it. And I was never into the whole, like, deathcore. And I'll slowly fade that. last time I tried that, I think we had Sean on, and Sean's like, what the hell is this? But then Lorna Shore was like the first deathcore band to really take off on TikTok, which like really freaked people out. They're like, what is this? Why is this on TikTok? And then people started coming around to it. And I started coming around to it. And I was like, oh, okay. And then I remember talking with an old friend of mine I've known since kindergarten. And he has always been into like the grindcore, deathcore thing. And I was like, yeah, there's something. He goes, you know, the voice is just another instrument in deathcore. Like, if you can't, you're not going to understand it. And trying to is going to lead to frustrations. But like, if you think about it as another layer of the musical instruments, you can appreciate it a lot more. And that clicked for me. I don't go in for a lot of it, like, but I am able to appreciate more of it. And Lorna Shore is definitely, there's something about them that like so accessible, but yet still like legitimate deathcore. Like it's really, really good. I highly recommend that album to the Hellfire from Lorna Shore. My name is Danny Akoski. Welcome back, everybody. Welcome to, I don't know if this is the official kickoff of us returning to Happy Hour. We still have to kind of determine like what we're going to do going forward, but we just got back from DEF CON and we're kind of like still jazzed about it. So we figured, you know, why the hell not? We're going to talk about it. My mic seems really hot. I don't know if it's really hot. Testing, 1, 2. Okay, it's in the yellow now. It's fine. And we figured like, hey, why not? Like, let's just hop on. It's, you know, a couple Fridays after DEF CON by this point in Vegas. And it's, you know, what the hell? We're doing it a little earlier today. It's noon. So like, toasting the whole day. Luckily, and this is what you get if you have a really good employer, we instituted half day Fridays during the summer and we love it. And we have not dropped productivity. We have not, shocker, we're a fully remote company here at Trimark, TrimarkSecurity.com, hubbed at TrimarkSecurity.com for all of our blogs, white papers, and research.
Smooth.
Thank you very much. We're still the experts in our field, and we're all remote. So all of you schmuck CEOs out there that are like, return to office, oh, hybrid, now 5 days, you're still schmucks. And I could confidently say that. That's, you know, moderately official position here. So anyway, we have to, I didn't run that by Sean at all. My official personal position as the dude in the lower left-hand corner of your screen, indicating me as the host of this show. It's my official position that you're schmucks.
Sean knew what he was getting into when he hired you. So
he continues to let me too, which is really his own fault. He's never once corrected language, or he's never once corrected my messaging or whatever. So fingers crossed. Joining me, Tech Brandon and .. Jake Hildreth. As it happens now, officially, both of our service leads for both of our main services here at Trimark, our Active Directory Security Assessment, that is Jake's baby, and our newly named head of our Microsoft Cloud Security Assessment, Hantra ID assessment, Azure, whatever the hell it is, the lovely, the talented, the vivacious Brandon Colley, at Tech Brandon on Twitter. Jake has been eschewing Twitter recently. You can catch him on Mastodon, right? Mastodon's your thing?
Honestly, LinkedIn is where I'm the most active. Oh! Which is weird. I know.
Oh, you get
where I get the most engagement.
I almost backed up too far. I don't ever show my bottom half, but me and my son are going swimming after this, so I'm already in my swim trunks. Half day Fridays.
Yeah.
Most of the time, there's nothing on below at all.
Whoa.
But hey, man, Fridays, you know, everything hangs out. So right. half day, half dress Fridays. Freaking Bats. By the way, Freaking Bats, showrunner of the nonprofit Sober in Cyber. They run events on all major conferences right now. She did something at DEF CON. She did something at Wawa's Hacking Fest last year. She'll be there again this year, I believe. I think she's organizing something for Shmoo, maybe? Or am I allowed to say that? Well, I don't know. Maybe. Anyway, Sober and Cyber. We don't all have to be alcoholic degenerates and smashing Malort bottles over each other's heads. We can abuse each other in more civil ways and not drink and do it. So Sober and Cyber, check them out. Kathy's here too. Investigator Chick, our closing keynote at our recent TriCon event. By the way, all of TriCon cut up into segments for your pleasure up on our YouTube. All of our TriMark talks. We had a lot of really great talks. Go to youtube.com/@TriMarkSecurity. And you can see all of those talks for free. They're there. You don't have to register or anything. Why do we have to register before we got on? Because we also have to pay bills. Okay? Like, just help us out a little bit. Also, TriMarkSecurity.com/services. But enough of all that. Jake, you didn't go to Vegas. What the hell happened to you?
So there's a couple things. Number one, I sweat. And that's really basically it.
Have you seen me? I'm a walking sweat machine.
No, what it mainly is I travel in June and July, and I like want to rest in August. So I pick August to rest.
He was out for like 2 weeks prior to that.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Week after or something.
We couldn't get anything done, and like everything suffered. And I'll talk to Sean about the frequency which you're allowed to take your vacation.
Yeah, like for that long too. It's things all of a sudden people are asking me questions about the ASA, and I'm like, listen, I have no idea.
He doesn't even put it in his calendar. We all have to guess. We're like, does the Teams chat seem its usual amount of morose and stinky? And if it doesn't, Jake's probably not here.
I thought it was the SMARM levels that changed. That's what you told me.
And SMARM, we have a bunch of metrics for you, Jake. SMARM is just one of them, and I can't quite possibly count all of them. But no, by the way, you're a schmuck if you have unlimited PTO, but then you still make people crawl through hoops to go take their PTO. You're schmucks. spicy today.
Just get it all out.
Well, a lot has happened, man. A lot has happened over the summer. Some things have gotten worse. Certain companies have been out there laying people off, but then telling them, right, that we can't tell you who it's going to be for a whole month. A certain company recently, as evidenced in a recent TechCrunch article by Lorenzo that you can go read right now. Let's go. Excuse me, something in my throat. it's the humidity. Went and had all hands and said, hey, we're doing a second round of layoffs, another 7%. But we're not telling you who you are for another month. They're not going to find out until the middle of September. That also makes you a schmuck. But we're not talking about that. And also, but we can, it's a good segue because they happened to do this after people got back from Las Vegas, which is where they could have been talking to people. And if you had at least been humans and done this before Las Vegas... And if you're still going to make them wait for a month, why didn't you tell them August 1st? Why didn't you give them that courtesy? I've had it done to me before where I was literally on a phone call with a manager who, if I ever see, I'll punch him in the face again, and said, I remember I was standing outside Mandalay Bay, right where the cabs come in. Nice day, beautiful day. Finally got him on the phone after dodging me for a month. And I said, am I going to get laid off? What is happening? He goes, no, you're safe. You're going to have a phone call next week. It's going to be a new position, blah, blah, blah. I was laid off the next Wednesday. But luckily, I had already felt this coming. So I had my conversations and I wasn't in trouble. And I had interviews and all the things. So, yes, if you're a company that does that and you don't give your people the time to be in Vegas, which is where we're going to talk about right now, you're also schmucks. Brandon, This was your first time in Las Vegas, was it not? Or it at was. Least conference.
It was both, yeah. First Ooh. Time in Vegas, first time at DEF CON, first time speaking at DEF CON. And man, that was a lot.
Yeah. By the way, Dash is in chat. I love Dash. Dash, I'm sorry. I only got to see you for like five. Like, we talked and we were at the same party sitting right back to back and we still didn't talk as much. He says, I got downsized right after DEF CON. I'd be pissed. Summer camp is a great place to time to network for a new gig. How was your experience? Okay, take me through. So I've been to Vegas. I got married there. And then I've been to the past like eight DEF CON. So I've been there. I've been going on there for almost 10 or about 10 years now, more than 10 years. So I know what my first reactions were. What, from the time you got off the plane and saw the strip for the first time, like, what'd you think?
Yeah, so one of the first thing I remember was getting in Lyft going from the airport and being able to see some of the iconic buildings from kind of that backside was pretty cool, being able to see the sphere. And by the time I got my phone out to like take pictures, we were then going through like Warehouse City and like some of like the slums and shit. So I couldn't take pictures as easily. So that kind of pissed me off. But it was cool to be able to see it from that end.
Where'd you stay?
We stayed in the Sahara, which I highly recommend that because it was just a two train stop. It was two stops on, what the hell did they call it?
The shuttle?
The shuttle thing.
Yeah. Yeah. So for anybody who doesn't know, traditionally we've been Caesar's properties. Caesar's decided they had one little malware scare and like, or I think a lot happened, but all of a sudden blamed us. And we're like, hey, do you know that thing you've been doing for 32 years that we've had a relationship with you for 32 years? And this is, we just happened to have an attack this year. Yeah, we're going to blame you. And then we're not going to let you here. So about 6 months before the conference, probably, they said no. And then we had to kind of call an audible and ended up being at the Las Vegas Convention Center, which then, to anybody who's not familiar with Vegas. So here's the thing about Vegas. It is deceptively long and hard to get to things. It is not, if you could, even if you see a hotel, you'd be like, oh, I could walk there. Good luck. It is going to be quite a long time. I heard a big bang on my door. I thought my kid fell down, but he's fine. He's got a big head. It's not, because you got to walk along the strip, and then you got to walk over these walks, and then it's not like a one-to-one over. You got to go up, over the strip, and then back down to get to the other side, and it's a whole thing. So it's deceptively long. So it was convenient to have something in Caesar's Paris Bally's in that Flamingo, because those are very clustered. They're very close together.
They're all like semi-connected too.
Yeah, semi-connected. Like. If you don't want to go outside and be poisoned by the Daystar, you don't have to be. But this is on the other side of the highway, which might as well be 40 miles away, right? Like, it's not in the center of things. So the majority of us, and by us, I mean goons and staff, stayed at Rio. And Rio was 50-50. You either got a room in the remodeled part, which was very nice. It's the room I got, because that's how I roll. I also kind of tipped the tables in my favor, but we'll talk about that later. Or the other tower, which was not renovated yet, which apparently had not been renovated since the last time DEF CON was there about 20 years ago. But we did have shuttles, which then shuttled you over to the Las Vegas Convention Center, which I thought was a very great venue. But yeah, so you got your first DEF CON, unfortunately, was not like what we're normally used to. And there's a lot more parts for congregating. Like, there's a lot more opportunity. You could walk through four different casinos and find four main bars that people were going to be at. It was like always Chandelier Bar. It was Circle Bar. You could walk through to the Link, and you knew people would be at the Link Bar. And now it's like you got to really coordinate where. So most people were at the Rio. You go to the Rio Center Bar, which is just our new Circle Bar, or Sahara, or late night parties at the thing. What was your initial? How did you get your badge? Were you in line? No, I wouldn't allow you to be in line con.
No, I didn't show up until Friday, so I didn't do. It was like Friday afternoon, so I showed up and just walked right up and got my badge.
Okay, well then you didn't get the real experience, and I think you're a little bit of a coward for doing it, but that's fine.
It's your first year. Well, and I also missed out on a little bit of what you're talking about. Some of those like ad hoc parties at bars and stuff like that, because it was very much like, okay, I'm going to go to the convention center. I'm going to come home from the convention center. And there were like, there were people that were kind of like in just small pods, but there was like, not like a bar that was worth gathering at in the Sahara anyway.
Yeah. And that's, just, that was the nature of the thing.
I kind of like that. I mean, so the Sahara is all the way on the other side too. So it's on the north side, right? Is that right? Yeah.
I don't know. I just point.
Like as far away from like the Link and the Flamingo and all that shit, which we did go to, and the Flamingo was packed, like shoulder to shoulder, like fucking uncomfortable packed.
Really?
There.
Flamingo?
Yeah, like I don't know what the deal was. Maybe it was a timing thing, but it was just, it was gross to walk around in. So I was happy with where we stayed. But yeah, I would have liked a little bit more of that. The randomness of like, seeing people or and saying hi or but, some of those casual conversations that I didn't really have.
Yeah, and that's sad because this is, I think, the way it's going to be. I've heard conflicting things. Like, so at the end of DEF CON every year, for anybody who doesn't know or listen to us later and was like, hey, what are you guys talking about? They always announce like where the next one's going to be. And I think I didn't stay for the end of closing this year for DT to say, but I think he's a TBD. However, I think we're all going on the assumption it's at the convention center because there's literally nowhere else for us to go now. Like, there's nowhere else that's going to fit us. You're not cramming us all into Circus, although that would be fun to see. Remember,
what was the attendance this year?
Do you know?
27-ish.
Was it 27-ish?
I think that's the unofficial number.
Yeah. Remember, there are two. There were two other major events happening. Oh, that's right, there was. Kathy, what
there was a pool, there was some American Pool Association or something like that going on too.
I don't see Caesars worried about them. I don't see Caesars kicking them out. What are all the pool sticks they carry around?
And the Deadheads.
The Deadheads, I think
the big concert at the Sphere.
I kept hearing really good things about Deadheads like intermixing with hackers. Like I heard really good stories about that. Like that they were just like a lot of like also drug. Like I got handed acid for the first time in 20 years. Not me, but like a friend. you know. But yeah. Oh, so God.
Yes, I understand.
Yeah. So, but yes, I liked Rio. I love the Rio pool. I never liked the Flamingo pool, but so when we had like our goon swim, it was at the Rio pool. I thought I loved it. It was huge. Even though it was closed for the first hour because of thunderstorms. What kind of swag? So as you're walking, did you get any swag while you were there? And I'm not talking the 6.5 hours wait in the merch line, which is just par for the course. Did you pick up any stickers? Did it get handed anything? Like,
yeah, I got, so probably the biggest swag handout that I got was right before my last talk, I ran into, which was like one of the last talks on Sunday, I finally ran into Aleith Dennis, who was talking to somebody else. And I walked up and introduced myself, and she was like, hey, if you mind like walking with me? And so we walked to one of the rooms that she must have been helping out with Social Engineer Village, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Or some other, or DEF CON groups. She was doing DEF CON groups too.
She does a lot.
So she handed me like, and my wife, a whole bunch of stickers, like a couple patches. And then I got to meet a couple other people who were from the Chicago area that kept trying to get me to go to BurbSec. And then I'm like, but I'm like, I'm still so far away. So, but anyway, that was probably the coolest. I did go to the merch area, but it was after the line had died down. I waited like 2 minutes. People keep following us.
That's us, dude. Crazy. Welcome to the party.
Three new ones right there.
Okay. We didn't get that all of last year.
Smash that follow button.
Smash that follow. Dude, you know what? When I first started using Twitch, I didn't know how people used it and like the nomenclature and Trimark. Ooh, Jared. Jared doesn't join anything. I mean, I'm excited about our other followers. Thank you so much. We really appreciate it. Like, this is awesome. But Jared, he's so hard to impress. I'm all giddy now. That could be Jeff Moss himself, for all I care. So I got handed a bunch of stuff, too. By the way, Aleith Dennis is also speaking at Wild West Hacking Fest, which I will also be at. Jake or Brett, you guys are speaking?
I am. Yeah.
Wait, speaking of speaking, We didn't even talk about this. You spoke at DEF CON your first year. You were you were in the you were in both the Cloud Village, correct?
Yes.
And
I did a talk at Cloud.
And hold on. My absolute favorite village. And this is not to say I hate other ones. There are ones I hate, but I'm not going to name them. My absolute favorite one, the Packet Hacking Village at Wall of Sheep. What do they have in here?
It was a creator stage sponsored by Wall of Sheep, basically, was what that was.
But essentially, you were on the Packet Hacking Village schedule as a speaker in the creator stage. So, like, that's huge. Right, like, by the way, props to Riverside, and also Investigator Chick is one of the main components over there. She really fucking does great work. Right, and also there used to be this delineation. Haxo had said presentation of first DEF CON, that's hardcore. There used to be this delineation of like, oh yeah, but you did a village and that's easy. It's not easier, right? It's very hard to get onto the DEF CON main stage proper, right? Tracks 1, 2, 3, and 4. Like huge things. You gotta really like put some really deep dark shit out there. But to be asked and to be accepted anywhere, especially in one of the premier villages, that's not nothing. That's a lot. So how did you find that? Like tell me about speaking first of the what one did you do first? Cloud Village, or did you do
Cloud? Cloud was on Saturday. No, Cloud was Saturday. Packet Hack was Sunday, both around the noon time frame. Okay.
So tell me about Cloud Hacking Village.
So Cloud Village was back with some of like the vendor area where they just put curtains up and stuff.
Sure. Yeah.
So it was a little less of an intimate space. I showed up just so I knew where I was going, helped me get my laptop configured and stuff like that. And then I just kind of went for a walk. While I was there, there were maybe 100-ish seats in the house, and they were kind of half full, and they had people, they would rotate people out every time there was a new talk.
Okay.
So when I showed back up about 10 minutes before I was scheduled to speak, there was a line that went back and around and back behind the curtain. And so they were telling people that they weren't going to be able to get into this talk and that they'd have to like watch the next talk or whatever. Yeah. And then they had to like physically get people out to
line management to
switch and stuff. It was, so that was like all of a sudden, and I'm starting to get nervous, like right now, like just thinking about like, there's no way. That was crazy. And so I equated that because Sean had given the very first talk. So they did like
Sean Metcalf, our boss, founder and CTO of DryMarkSecurity.com.
So Sean gave an awesome talk, which was like gone in 60 seconds about like how you can lose your cloud, how an attacker can get into the cloud and exfiltrate data within 60 seconds, basically.
I have misplaced my cloud.
Great title. And so I gave him a couple like little tidbits of stuff that I was going to talk at. So he gave me a shout out. Come back at noon. Come watch Duck Brandon talk. So I was like, that was just because Sean gave me this crazy.
Wait, awesome that huge out. Line was for your talk.
It was for my talk.
Yeah. Well, okay. So don't bury the lead. I thought you were just making an observation about how they were line managing. That was for your talk.
That was for people
nothing, bro.
Wanting to see me talk about conditional access policies.
Yeah.
So I talked for like 20 minutes and we had every single seat was full. And then there were people kind of standing around the edges.
Okay. You don't have to brag. Really, I mean, okay, we get it. You're a long line. So, you don't have to say every single seat was
full. It was cool. It was really freaking cool for the first one. Cracked a beer as soon as I was done at like 12:30. I was like ready to go.
And as tradition dictates, it's different now. Cause like we're trying not to make it a drinking culture, but like still, you should get a shot while you're up there, like as you're there. So okay, so that was Cloud Village.
I didn't do that.
It's a missed opportunity. I was doing something else probably. Also, that sounds very flippant. I'm a sock goon, so like I'm all over the place. Yes, Dev, if you watch this later, I'm a sock goon. I mentioned it again. And I wasn't
handle it.
I wasn't in your area. I was probably up at merch or something. Now, what about the Packet Hacking Village?
Packet Hack was also really cool.
Where was that in the village or was the stage somewhere else?
It was on Creator Stage 4, which was like around the corner from from Pack a Hack Village.
Okay.
So it was one of the creator stages that was.
Oh, that's right. They had it down the other hallway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was right by one of the goon hideout places.
Also known as our sock. Like, you know what?
It just said, yeah, goons go there.
I'm going to officially petition for us not to call it a sock, but just our hideout.
Okay, there you go.
Well, we did. We actually had a big sign, which I cut apart. It was this not 10-foot tall sign that said goon only, and it had a big picture. And at the very end, by the way, here's a dirty little secret. Those big signs that you see, like the foam ones, they just throw them away, so you can just take them. And I took it in the back corner, and I got my knife out and just carved the goon only sign. So you can just take the things and cut them apart, and nobody's really going to stop you. Pro tip for anybody who goes next time.
So that's. That's the sock.
I don't know, announce where it is or whatever, but like, if there are areas that say goon only, don't go there.
Okay.
That may or may not have been the sock. That could have been something else. That could have been our storage.
I had seen other places.
Yes. But yes. Oh, no, Kathy.
Chased you in there.
Yeah. Good. That's right. That story real quick. Kathy says, after the con. Yes. Do the vandalizing after the con when we know we're going to throw the things out, right? Just like the whole sticker thing. But, and you looked a little sauced too when this happened, or you might have just been tired. I can't remember.
It was right before I was getting ready to talk.
Oh, so was it?
Because you sounded like it. I saw you and I was excited.
I know and you so, were. And I'm really.
Like, Danny. And I chased him like, I don't know, like four steps past the goons only sign. And Danny was not happy to see me. Danny said, go.
It wasn't that I was not happy to see you. I was so happy to see you. But like, you were past the sign. And when you go past the sign, you're just another human infiltrating. So I have to do something. I thought about it afterwards. And I was like, I was also handling something at the time. Like there was some fuckery happening. So I was like, there's my friend and he's coming. Oh, he's passed the sign. And now I got to go do this. And now you just became another human in the crowd to me. And I had to goon you. And then later on, once the adrenaline dropped, I was like, I think I was really mean to Brandon. I'm sorry.
Well, you know what? I got some of that adrenaline pumping early. So
good. And then, so how was the talk in that village?
So that talk was awesome too, because, so prior to that, it was also the creator stage was right around where the data duplication village was.
Yeah, data duplication.
And they were handing out some sort of data. I don't know what the hell it was, but there was a big long line of people that were trying to get in to get copies of something. So there was some huge thing that happened earlier that day. So when I had walked by previously, there was a line that was out the door and around the corner. And so when I went and got escorted to get into the room to give the talk, there was the line that was down and around the corner. And the goon who was walking me in said, hey, all these people are here for you. And Kathy was with me. Kathy got to introduce me. And they were like, hey, all these people are waiting in line to see you talk. And I was like, no, they're not. They're all actually in line for the data duplication village. And as we got closer, we passed that village and it had already like closed. And all those people were in line to see me talk. And I was like, shit. So again, full house on that one too.
Two talks in two different villages on your first year. I don't think I've had any of my friends tell me that they've done that before. But don't let it get to your head, okay? Like, we'll celebrate it now for the next 15 minutes or so, and then fuck off.
I will. And it's very humbling.
No, dude, it's great. I'm so proud of you. I've told you that 100,000 times, like, and just in, so I've been Brandon for 2 years now since I started working here, and the Brandon now is not the Brandon I met. The Brandon now is so much more aware of himself, and I mean, look at you, fucking service lead for us. It's been it's been nothing short of impressive to see the evolution of you. So well earned, well deserved. But you know, keep it under your hat and don't try to brag about it so much.
I'm not. So I'm letting you guys brag for me. Y'all are so nice.
So
make me cry.
Yeah. So now that we've now that Brandon has really just hogged the entire stream, we talked about things that we've got during the conference, and so I thought it'd be fun to show them. And I only have this ready because I was cleaning my office right before this during another meeting we were having about. It wasn't work. It was like Mario Kart, but it was work, but it wasn't. We'll talk about it later.
That is definitely work. What is
definitely
work. I don't know if you heard the conversations that we were having. There were some stern conversations. That was definitely work.
Yeah. So we do like monthly like social hours, like to remind each other like why we like each other and like, you know, kind of clear the bad blood. I'm sure there's other reasons we do it. But we do like, so the last time we did, hack the box or hacker boxes, I'm sorry, soldering. We're going to be doing lock picking soon. We do like games and stuff, but, after yours is lock picking with, Max from Tool, as a matter of fact, will be our host for that. And we do these things internally. And then we had a Mario Kart. Was that the first or second year for Mario Kart last year?
Last year was number two.
That was number two. Okay. So I've only been a part of one, I think. But this year, like, you've really upped your game. Like, you have a betting system. You actually have, like, a website. So, like, it is work. He even had a standing meeting agenda. You know, it, like, you've been a pretty cool gig when one of your standing meetings is just entitled Mario Kart Logistics. Which is, like, you look at it and you start taking it for granted because, oh, of course we have that. But, like, where else is that? Like, I'm sure other companies are cool.
I told my wife, you know, it was like we had just got back from vacation in July, and I was like, all right, now it's time for Mario Kart. I just had a meeting. We're going to be doing playtesting every Friday. She's like, wait, you're playing Mario Kart every Friday for an hour for work? I'm like, yep.
Yeah.
And then we had the all hands meeting where, you know, Friday afternoons were off, and she goes, wait, so now you're off Friday afternoon and you're playing Mario Kart for an hour in the day? I'm like, yeah. Sweet. Jealous, aren't you? She's like, yeah, a little bit.
So yeah, we have that. But anyway, it's enough about Jake. We spent enough time on him. Worth it enough. Jesus Christ, shut up already. So since we were talking about that, I had a chance to, we're going to go through, you know how we did our, like, going through my bag of shmoo last time when we did this? We're going to go through my little DEFCON pouch. This year I had the presence of mind to actually have a pouch to, like, normally at the end of every DEFCON, I'm not cleaning my room at all. Like, luckily nobody can see my filth that I live in. But this time I had arranged everything. Like, anytime I got something, I did a swag dump. And I put it in my pouch at the end of the day, and it was very much easier this time around. But for anybody who didn't see it, this was the DEF CON badge, a apparently Hello Kitty type thing. I still have not plugged mine in. Mine is red. If you don't know, different departments have different. So regular human is like clear, I think. Mine are red. Contests are yellow. Villages are blue, I think, or purple. I forget. But this is the badge. It is electronic, but I have not plugged it in yet. I literally, not that I didn't want to, but I was so busy from the word go, I had never plugged it in yet. And I might
just wasn't plugged in by default.
Oh, no, of course not, because I don't want to, like, do the battery or whatever. But yeah, so it's unplugged, so this is just rolling around in there.
All of the human badges were pre-plugged in.
Oh, well, they can't be trusted. So that's probably why. But they figure goons and villages and things, like, you guys are technical enough, we can trust you of not blowing yourselves up. Purple. Oh, yes. Oh, Max is here. Purple is vendor. Blue is speaker. Village is orange. Thank you, Max. And you could go. I think 5 minutes after you got the badge, there was like a write up already. Like, somebody had already been like, here's what this is. I think somebody put Doom on it. You could play games. You could do a bunch of stuff. One of these days, I also have, like, you know what? I'm going to grab it real quick. Hold on. I have, I save badges for my goon badges.
I had to, while he gets that, we had to look up how to actually turn these bad boys on. And so my wife
what's that?
Was like, I was saying that we had to figure out how to turn the badges on.
Yeah.
And so I'm like sitting here trying to push buttons and hit combinations and like hack it. And my wife's like, I'm not too proud. I'm just going to Google this. And so she Googled it and found a YouTube video that was up. And like,
I don't figure shit out.
She taught me how to fucking do it. It was awesome.
I wait for the other people to do it for me. So these, I'm running out of space on this one. I have to get a bigger one. But these are some of the badges that I've had over the years, both from my contest, which is Who Slays Anyway. And I've only ever had one human badge. That was my first year. This was DC 24. And this is actually still my favorite. And I'm very sentimental about this. And then this is another contest one. This was 26, I believe, where I was a workshop goon and I had a village. And then this was 27, which was my first sock goon year. Safe mode is down here with the cassette, which was what we got shipped in your swag bag. And then this was the next semi-safe mode, half in person. And then this was coming back. This was 30. This was 30. This was 31. And you can see how they alternate. Today I learned, I never got the pattern until somebody told me the other day, that they alternate between electronic and quote-unquote paper. So, I mean, these are rubber or whatever, but like, so electronic, paper, electronic kind of paper. This was like a cube. This one was cool. This is like a little square. People, we have to badge check people, right? But you guys are, you little scamps will always make a badge out of something. So this one, this particular one, people were going, they tried using the little toilet discs, the little things you put in, like little urinal cakes, to mimic this. And then other people went and bought slabs of marble and just cut. I don't know where they got the cutting materials, but they cut slabs of marble to make this badge. And then, of course, we go to safe mode, which was not electronic. Then we have the semi-safe mode, which was. And then there's another one that fell down here somewhere. And then, yes, these were all this. This, I had a custom, somebody made me a custom insert with my handle on here. So this is where I have been keeping them, right? So I actually really like this very much. So now we go to...
fishers with the lights on.
Oh yeah, there's that one. That's very neat. Yes. Oh yeah, that's right. Because I agreed, this year in theory should have been non-blinky. Okay, cool. So yeah, so that's what that is, and you have the working one. Now let's go into my little bag of holding. This actually, I like this badge better than the actual electronic one. Somebody, one of the goons. Oh, this is from DC 408, the shitty paper badge. So we call when you don't pre-register and you sit in the cash line and you wait long enough, we have run out of the electronic badges before. So the other ones we call shitty paper. Well, they literally made shitty paper ones with a punch card. So that's one of those things.
I was going to ask if that was an old punch card.
It is an old punch card. Let's see, what else do I have here? I get handled a lot. I get handed probably more than most. I could just be walking through somewhere and like people just as a goon or people know from my contest, I just get handed shit. This is also, I might give this to you, Jake. This is a keychain set. The whiskey made me do it. So that was neat. Let's see. What else do I have here? Oh, who did this? Oh, I think was this Syntax? Maybe this is from DC to DC ZIA. I don't know. They suspended it in some kind of polymer or like onyx or something. Like, it's very cool. Somebody handed, I forget, I almost want to be sure this was Syntax and Luna gave me this. So there's that. You also get handled a shit ton of stickers. So let's go through the sticker haul for a second. These are the fake $100 bills that I got handed at ShmooCon, so these don't count, but these are there. By the way, we did have a thing this year where people were giving counterfeit money. And they spent a counterfeit bill at DC Next Gen, which is kids. It's kids doing shit, and you gave them fake money, you scumbags. So don't. I held on. This was given to us when we did our charity thing during Hacker Jeopardy at ShmooCon. So this is funny, but don't fucking do this. Let's see. This is a neat one. A little tiger. Cthulhu Answers. This is another really cool one. We all have the Dark Knight Diaries one, but Jack had his actual first party this year, which I hear was a banger. So Jack Reesider from Dark Knight Diaries was all around DEF CON this year. Much more visible than he has been in past years. So he did that. He did his party. Also, yeah,
if you saw just firing of tweets, he
let
people tweet from his account.
Oh, is that what that was?
Yeah. Yep.
And then
anybody who walked up could tweet. I didn't realize that until like the next morning. I was like, man, something's fucked up with Jack.
Jack's not usually that loquacious on his Twitter. I was wondering what was going on or if he had like something. I couldn't imagine Jack sitting there doing that every 5 seconds. So that makes a lot more sense. I connect the dots now. You could also be handed like goon stickers. Of course, my camera's backwards because that's how I set it up. But like Born to Goon. Let me see if I have another favorite one in here. But yeah, you could get handled. Oh, of course, a Lintiles sticker, DFIU. And so you get like stickers just everywhere. Let's see if I have anything else. Oh, they had these bracelets for freewilly.com. I forget what it's about, but it's this one. And I think this one's dead. Yeah, it's dead. And I don't actually know. There's a lore behind this, and there's something you can do with these. Again, oh, dude, you're right. Notice this thing has too many stickers. You should have grabbed more stickers, hey, hero. You should have. I have a whole... So, I have guns or whatever. And I got... segue, but real quick, it means something. I have guns that I shoot. But I have, for some reason, I don't know who gave it to me. Oh, I might have bought like a gun cleaning kit and it came with like an ammo box. And I was like, I'm not that much of a gun person. I don't need an ammo box. Like, I'm not, you know, laying siege to Capitol buildings. Dickheads. So now I use the ammo box for all my stickers and I have yet to like go through them. But yeah, this is freewill.com. And there's something with this. It does something. Jack
Max says it's something with the gigahertz frequency to change the colors.
Oh, well, I didn't know all that. Somebody gave me one and it had cool little blinky colors. So that's what I did. And I just wore it all day. So that was another thing. Let's see. Oh, you will also get handed coins and shit, too. This is actually one of my favorite. Got handed to me by a goon. I'll take it out of the package so you can see it. I love this shit. I really do have to do like a coin exchange. But so yeah, it's goon red on this side. And cool. Yeah. So this is really pretty awesome. But yeah, this is the beauty. And then you get handed like random little fucking badges like this. Like, I don't even know what this is, but it's cool.
Somebody was walking around with old floppy drives too. Like legit floppy disks.
Oh,
I turned into badges.
Hold on. I got it.
One of them. Sweet. Here, while he does that, here's two coins that I got. So I got one from Cloud Village. That's actually like a nice metal one. And then Blue
it's
Team
Show and Tell.
Blue Team Village was handing out the poker chips, which we've got some I think I gave away my Trimark poker chips.
Yeah. I didn't get
actual floppies.
I didn't get any this year. This is from Rot 13 Labs. Cold Brew thinks I'm awesome. I have a story about them too. We don't have probably a lot of time, but like I'll show like one other thing. Oh, I have a patch in here and all kinds of shit.
Frickin' Bats wants to know if you're able to fit the gong in your go pouch.
That's the story I'm about to tell. Don't get ahead of me.
I was gonna preface that one with Jesus. You guys making me cry earlier. It's like, oh, make God. Danny cry. Damn.
I might actually be able to show the video on here. I don't know. But yeah,
it's uploaded to our Trimark, I think. Oh no, it's not.
It's on my YouTube. I could probably play it in a minute. So that's a coin. This is just this is a DEFCON coin. This is made by my dear friend El Jefe at El Jefe Securit. He makes coins every year and hands them out. So he's very nice and gives me this. And then I got this. I don't know. I haven't even looked at this yet. This is the last thing I'll show you because you guys get the point of all the swag you can get. If I can get it opened, I don't know. It's some kind of fucking badge with somebody's random face on it, and they were handing these out, and I don't know. It's got some shit on it. I don't fucking know. All right, anyway, that's the kind of stuff that you can look forward to when you go to DEF CON. Yes, so the gong. I think we can close with this story, actually. And then while I'm talking about it, I'll try to I'll find the video and see if we can play it. I run a contest every year. First of all, the contest, right, is Hacker Jeopardy. Like, let's get that out of the way. Hacker Jeopardy just celebrated their 30-year anniversary. So yeah, huge milestone for them. I have a much smaller one, but has grown over the years. Or I've been doing it for 8 years now, called Who Sly Is It Anyway? And it first debuted, by the way, it's not my original idea. I stole this from somebody who stole it from somebody else who stole it from somebody else, where we give slide decks and make people present them. And they're all super fucked up. But I've been doing it for 8 years. And this was 8-Bit Spectre. This was Cold Brew. This was Steve Jabs. And that whole crew decided to surprise me with a thing. You know what? I'm just going to let me find the video. You guys riff for a second. Let me find
it. I just posted it in chat.
Oh, you did? Yeah. All right.
It's like a 4.5-minute video.
It's a 4.5-minute video. We don't have to watch it. It's fine. Anyway, TLDR. We used to have a gong. But when I first started at WhoSlide, I wanted spectacle. I wanted silliness. So I bought a gong. It was a decent size. It was like this, right? I don't know what that measurement is. But we used it for a couple of years until we realized, like, wait a minute, nobody past the first row can really hear this. So, like, why am I shipping this to Vegas every year? Like, let's not do this. And then we kind of let it sit for the next four-ish years. And I was getting ready to start, and you can all see this in the video, but I was getting ready to start, and I hear the gong in the background. Now, my brain didn't go, that gong is here for me. My brain went, of course there's a gong here. Somebody just brought a gong to DEF CON. That's not even the weirdest fucking thing people have brought to DEF CON. Like, why would I? I didn't give it a second thought. I thought it was, look, I swear to Jeebus, I thought it was just a legit coincidence. Somebody just happened to be in a village walking by with a gong and hit it. So then I go into this whole story, right? I tell the whole thing. The irony is I made a Jeopardy noise waiting for you to pull up your next. Oh, you were that dude that made that sound. I heard that, bitch. I had to use a different laptop, and I was not, it's not my finest technological demo moment, but, you know, demo gods going to take their pound of flesh. So anyway, they hit the gong, and I just keep going on my spiel, and I go into the history of the gong, and then I get ready to start, and I hear it again. And you could see in the video, I can't even fake this, like, my face legit changed to, like, I don't know what this is. I don't know what's happening. Like, I this is not me. And then I see four hooded monk figures. They literally had legit robes with hoods on them, carrying this giant gong, just beating the shit out of it. And then my buddy Spectre comes up on stage and proceeds to, like, I say, like, I don't know what this is. I finally give him the mic. And in hindsight, I think about it. I was like, man, I should let him talk more. I should let the other guys talk, blah, blah, blah. But I was really caught up in the moment. And he goes into this whole spiel about, like, why they did it, and you say blah, 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 blah. It's very self-aggrandizing for me to say it out loud, so you can just watch the video. I'm not going to repeat it because it's very embarrassing. But they had
basically Dave's a good guy. He does a lot for the community.
Stop.
Yeah, all that true shit that Danny can't say.
But they had bought a legitimate gong, which he just told me yesterday how much this stupid thing cost, and, like, Jesus. It's not a stupid thing, but, like, the fact that they spent that much money just to give it to me is I still can't stomach it. And they had laser etched Who Slides It Anyway with my Twitter at, and a bunch of memes. There's a dick butt on there. There's a whole bunch of stuff on there. And in the very center is the DEF CON Jack. Now, the coolest part about this, and if you go into WSIA, whatever the Who Slide official thing is, like, you find that. It's like WSIIA official. Our avatar, so, like, we had the gong, right? It's there, and we used it, and it was great, blah, blah, blah. Like, it's a whole thing. It's, you watch the video. But Hacker Jeopardy, we were right up against Hacker Jeopardy. They were coming right, so I could just left the gong on stage, right behind the podium. And it happened, as it's the 30-year anniversary of Hacker Jeopardy, Jeff Moss, Dark Tangent, comes to, like, talk, and he shows up, and he intros Hacker Jeopardy. So I have wonderful pictures of Jeff inadvertently posing with the Who Slide gong, which he never would have done voluntarily, but, like, I'll take it where I can get it. So we got those pictures, and then we used it during Hacker Jeopardy. This was the other fun part about it. I ended up being on a team for Hacker Jeopardy, and I remember I was really in the sauce late in the show, and then people started chanting something, and of course I'm just, like, just looking everywhere, and I was like, what are they saying? And they're like, my teammates go, they're saying gong. And I was like, oh, well, let me oblige. And I walk over and I hand Lintile the mallet and he hits the gong. It wasn't hard enough, so then I hit it. And then like it ended up being a whole thing. And then Aleith was one of the people who helped me bring the gong into the sock. So there's just this giant 4-foot gong in the fucking security operations center for the rest of the time. But we are doing it anyway. It was very nice, and it was very, very, very sweet. But that's the kind of shit that happens at DEF CON. That's why you should go. And people that complain about how DEF CON is, and it's not the same, it's not my old DEF CON. Well, then make it yours. I made it mine. You can make it yours. So I don't want to hear that shit anymore. The gong will be at Wild West Hacking Fest, which we are also sponsoring. That's coming up in October. So they're like, Danny, how'd you get a 4-foot gong home? I didn't. Spectre took it and drove it back to Wyoming, and then he's going to take it from Wyoming. I'm buying a shipping container, a road case for it, shipping it to him. He is now driving it to Deadwood, and then I'm shipping it home. One Lost Hero says, it's incredible how easy it is to get people to chant things. Oh, yeah, it's great. Like, you start it, and everybody's like, yeah, we'll go along with that. But so the gong and Hoof Slide will be at Wild West Hacking Fest this year. So you guys, if you're going, you can see it. I'm sure we'll have more video of it. And anyway, that's our DEF CON debrief from the actual important things like Brandon getting to speak twice to me getting a gong, which is important to me. But in the grand scheme of the world and the health of society, doesn't make a whole lot of difference.
Health of society, definitely a downfall. On
that. No,
making,
yeah.
We actually making Danny louder.
this can't be good.
I told him, they're like, where are you going to put it when you get home? I was like, right at the edge of the bed. and anybody who's ever seen the Scrubs episode about the sex gong gets that joke. We'll be doing that. But all right. That's my entry for like how was my week. I guess we got to still do that thing, right? So Jake, what's your?
Oh, I guess we do.
Yeah, Jake, what's your win? What's your closing stuff?
Sent the kid back to school on.
Yeah, Wednesday. Get rid of the children. Win.
Yeah, no, but seriously, big deal for her. Like, she's going to a brand new school. Like, doesn't know anybody, and she had a fantastic day. Like, is excited to wake up the next day and like go the next day. Just has been really, really excited. And yeah, so really happy for her. Just makes me happy. Fills my dad heart. That's all.
That's very sweet.
Brandon.
Lots of cool kid stuff too. Mine went back. Got to watch my daughter sing at mass this morning. So that was pretty, pretty awesome. It's always good to be able to be there and be a dad. Other big win on the front of Trimark and our services. So like the guy said, I took over the MCSA, our Microsoft Cloud Security Assessment. And huge shout out to Jim Sakura, Jim Security, on the Trimark team. Basically rewrote a script that I had written and made it 10 times better, and also has been making awesome changes to our service, and it's going to be for the better because he's part of us. So thanks, Jim. You're awesome.
Thanks, Jim. Okay, cool. Well, then that closes out this special edition. I don't know when we're going to start this officially yet. We're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about it next week. What?
Can I thank our fourth normal dev? He's not here.
No. Why? He's not here.
He built that web app for Mario Kart.
But he's not here.
Listen. No. He'll get it in spirit. He'll get the vibes.
He won't even get. No, he won't. He's gonna be like, oh well, I don't even know why you told us said that. Like, he doesn't take compliments. So you're failing on multiple fronts. It's sweet.
He did.
The sentiment is sweet, but it is
Matt
lost.
Matt wants to hear it. Matt wants to know.
It is lost on the target.
He did a thing. It was nice. It's not typical for dev. Don't get used to it.
Yeah, he's not gonna care. But anyway, we have another tutorial gonna get posted from Jake. It hasn't been up yet, but it's gonna be up later. It's about something about Apple and Windows and some bullshit. That's gonna be up later. But for all of our blogs and stuff, it's hub.trimarksecurity.com, and of course our services, Active Directory, Microsoft Cloud Assessment. You have the two leads right here. They do excellent work. Because not for nothing, we're the experts. We're the people you go to. Like, it's like when it comes to Active Directory, identity security, Microsoft Cloud Security, we're it. Come talk to us. Like, we got you. Like, we'll come fix your stuff. So for myself, Jake Hildreth and Brandon Cully, we will see, I don't know, maybe next week, maybe not. Who knows? Like, I don't really know what's going on yet, but we will keep you updated. Join the Discord. Join the Discord, follow the Twitter. We always say when we're going to be live, and we appreciate everybody in the chat. Thank you to our new followers, everybody that engaged with us. We love you guys. Thank you very, very much.